Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roleplay. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hey everyone, you are now tuned in to All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, and my co-host who will be here shortly, Miss Angel Love Tweets, and also have on deck Mr. Brooklyn Black. How you doing, Brooklyn?
What's going on, people? Shout out to all the Barbs and everybody tuned in. Just here chilling, trying to hold it down till Angel gets hit.
Definitely. So I want to know how everybody's doing tonight, and as well, just want to let you guys know that I have a crazy lineup today of all unsigned artists' music. All of them are my followers, so shout out to you. You guys, I love it. Send me all this music, good shit, and I'm just so happy to play it today. I'm definitely going to be critiquing and, you know, giving feedback to all those who did submit music, so real is real. My panel is, you know, honest, and I just would like for you to just share it all. So I definitely also do black. So what's the topic for the night?
We're going to go into relationships and the effect that social media has on them. Mm-hmm. You know, and as well as, you know, just whatever craziness that comes to mind while we rocking this show out tonight, but that's pretty much the one at hand, relationships and you know, what they are and what social media has affect, you know, the type of hold that social media has on them, you know.
I definitely do. I think this is a very good topic because I'm pretty sure everyone can relate. I'm pretty sure everybody's been in a relationship where, you know, we do have the social networking sites out now as far as like Twitter, AIM, Facebook, and MySpace and all them other exercises, you know, and I'm pretty sure you hit somebody and you were following them or a friend to them on that social networking site, and whenever they got pissed off at you, they just, like, let the whole entire world know that they were mad at you. People that don't even know what's wrong with you. So, Black, like, just give me, like, a prime example of what you, like, you know, of how you would feel that social media would have an effect on anyone's relationship.
Well, one thing that definitely always goes on, you know, guy and girl, like, they may have an argument or a spat, and then they're throwing subliminals at each other on Facebook, mm-hmm. or they're throwing subs at on Twitter. And it's really, you know what I'm saying? It was someone who, I can't remember who quoted it, but the best relationships are the one that does that not everyone knows about, you know what I'm saying? Like, not everyone's in your business. Those are some of the best relationships that happen to, you know, that they flourish, you know, because not everyone in the world, people that they know, people that they don't know, all in their business.
I agree. I mean, I personally don't believe in doing that, because I'm pretty sure, you know, it's pointless. I mean, if you are going to vent, you know, people just get it misconstrued because they feel like, oh, well, I wasn't trying to start no shit, no beef. I was just basically venting, you know, that's my Twitter page, that's my Facebook. I didn't say your name per se, you know, but I mean, even it just all boils down to just you basically, you know, just keeping it hush, like it's your relationship. But I'm definitely going to, you know, take this caller. Last four digits is 8723. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, how are you? Can you let the listeners know who this is and where you're calling from?
My name is Bobby Fresh. I am calling from Richmond, Virginia right now.
Hi, Mr. Bobby. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I can't complain. It's Thursday. Friday's almost here, so I'm all right.
All right. That's a beautiful thing to hear. I've been talking to you on Twitter. It's nice to finally hear your voice.
Oh, so how do I sound to you?
Yeah, it's all right. I'm supposed to be going to a show in a little
mm-hmm.
bit. But my homeboys told me that the new pennies came out and they don't go on sale till tomorrow. So me being the sneakerhead that I am, I had to get them tonight.
Oh, wow, sneakerhead.
Excuse me. Hold on. I just gotta ask, Bobby, what's good? What's good with y'all in Virginia? This is Brooklyn Black. I just had to ask. Hold up, you guys are gonna go get online for no God knows how long for some sneakers of a player that don't even play no more.
But see, that's not even the point. It's to the point. Like me personally, if you're a true sneakerhead, you don't stand in line. You find your connections to get your stuff early. So you don't have to stand out there like them little bums do, because half of the kids these days, so sneakerhead, being a sneakerhead is such a major thing these days. You got kids buying Jordans who weren't even alive when he was playing. So my thing is, like, some of this stuff has some of them do retain value. The only thing I would really wait for is exclusives. I'm not waiting for something I already got 10 years ago.
All right, I respect
that. I guess I'm not into sneakers per se. I'm more of a shoe person, and there's really no shoes that are, like, named after basketball players and baseball players. But I definitely can relate to you, and I definitely did want to ask you, my topic tonight is relationships and social media. So I just wanted to know, like, do you think that social media plays major parts on people's relationship nowadays?
Yes, I believe social media exposes insecurities. Like, if you're truly insecure in some aspects of your relationship, seeing your significant other interact with other people of opposite sex, it brings out that insecurity. A lot of times people are joking around, but you do have some brave dudes who do try to holler at girls on social media knowing that you're linked with your girl. I mean, if you're that ballsy, you do your thing. But me personally, I don't link with people who I have that type of bond with on the social media because of the thing. I'm a musician, and I have people saying stuff to me left and right all the time. And dealing with the women that I normally deal with, they are overprotective over the person that they love. Or they may feel as though somebody said something out of context. But, like, I told her, like, when it comes down to it, I mean, with me trying to build a brand under myself, I can't be, like, everybody all sideways, like, nah, man, you can't say that to me, my girl, or snap, or anything like that, because reality speaking, I just keep it vague. I appreciate it. thank you, and I keep it moving. I don't keep going on, especially with somebody that I truly have no interest in. And like I tell my homeboys going through the same issue, when I was talking to him, I was like, why is she so worried about the people that you openly tweet? She really needs to be worried about what goes on in your DMs.
I mean, I do agree 100% of what you're saying about it bringing out insecurities, because I find, you know, I see that myself from the outside looking in. When I do, you know, view some of my followers, friends, or anybody, whenever they do post about their significant other, boo, friend, lover, whatever the fuck you want to call it, but, you know, I definitely do agree with you. And I just, really quickly, I just want to shout out to all the people that's, you know, online, listeners that are there listening. The chat room is open. And, you know, the chat room is open. So definitely get in there. And before you go, because I know that I asked you for a little favor today. So, if you wanted to get into that real quickly, because, you know, today our show is all about music. And, if you wanted to have the floor real quickly to do what you do, you could definitely do it now.
Well, that's a pleasure. I do, actually, to give a little segue into it, I started with spoken word before I even started making music. So I will give you the music, and then I will give you what's good. But I can do a little freestyle for you right now.
That'll be fine.
All right. So, yo, I piss on these skin stains because they not about shit, son. My toilet paper thick. I wipe them out and leave them wet ones. I smoke that Astro. Got me feeling like a jet, son. Messiah, two apostles got me feeling like the blessed one. You don't want war with Miss Yvette, son. Iron lung fresh, bitch, the flow is a sick one. I'm something like a beast from my shades to my J's. My flow so hot, I turn dreads into Boosie phase. Color cut clarity. My flow is 10 carats. Keep asking about marriage, girl. Your ass would be embarrassed. You niggas don't want to eat. You dudes are too passive. My verses cause masses like good book passage. See, eagles get bruised trying to battle with dudes. This dude, the Merc fools, and has been paid dues. God, MC, I've grown to quote your views, because simply, I will not lose. Yeah.
Thank you. That was definitely high. What you think about that, Black?
That was definitely dope. I'm actually wanting to know his Twitter so we can get something going, get him on pregame radio.
Oh, that is definitely always a good look when Black asks my followers to be on his show. And Black also does spoken word himself on, what is it, Fridays and Saturdays? What Saturdays?
Well, spoken word is a once-a-month thing, and since the turnout for those be so heavy, we do it on the Friday and Saturday show, but we normally do those at the end of the month. So once he just hits me with the information, we could just get the information exchanged, and we get everything going.
I definitely have his information, so I'll definitely pass that over to you, and then you guys talk from there. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for calling in and showing me love and, you know, spitting for me that hot freestyle and just, you know, letting people know how you felt on my topic tonight. So shout out to you. Thank you very much.
All right. I appreciate it, sweetheart. Anytime you want me to call in, I'll be here.
Aw, thank you. Thank you.
Wow, let me show all love.
All right. So I'm going to keep this show moving. I actually want to get into one of the tracks that one of my followers sent in, and I definitely want to get this spinning and get this commercial break going, so I definitely can get back to you guys and talk more with you. And I'm definitely going to, we're going to play, let's see, Mr. Shy, this is my Twitter follower, @CHI_N_N, and shout out to you. I'm getting ready to play your shit, so you better be tuning in. The title of this song is called Writing, so Black, whenever you're ready, I'm definitely ready to hear this.
Got your girl with me riding. Got your girl with me riding. Yeah, I got that laugh. And she say you blow that mouth. And she smiling while I'm driving, cause she feel a gangsta style.
She follow me on Twitter, bro. She DM me, I hit her, Joe. It's critical, but I got right with her, though. Check my watch, no schedule, just to make the bezel glow. I'm from the low, flex right through the curves, though. My line is strictly herbal. Yo, baby mama verbal. She say you just like Urko. Smirk and hit the purple. I told her sit back, then I skirt, yo. When I hit it, then she squirt. And she told me that it hurt. So I put her straight to work. Bent her over, made it twerk. Now her baby daddy lurk. But he still copping merch. Every time I see his girl, I still bless it like it's church. I got your girl with me, yeah, I got your girl with me. I got your girl with me, yeah, I got your girl with me. I got your girl with me, yeah, I got your girl with me. I got your girl with me, yeah, I got your girl with me.
Got your girl with me, riding. Got your girl with me, riding. Yeah, I got that laugh. And she say you blow that mouth. And she smiling while I'm grabbing, cause she feel a gangsta style. Got your girl with me, riding. Got your girl with me, riding. Yeah, I got that laugh. And she say you blow that mouth. And she smiling while I'm grabbing, cause she feel a gangsta style. She's smiling, town styling, profiling. On them low pros, got plenty of them clothes. Earring glow as I go, and I'm shining, branding. Checking my watch, don't need no timing, timing. Time's in the car, I ain't talking about a pack. And her hair all real, she say she Puerto Rican black. I told her that I'm glad, cause I'm known for pulling that. And she smiled right back, then I pulled out a rack. I said, what is you a stripper? I told her I'm a star. I could show you the big dipper. I'm feeling all Gucci, so I squeeze her on her nipple. I'm going kinda hard, cause I'm a Chi-Town nigga. I got your girl with me, yeah, I got your girl with me. I got your girl with me, yeah, I got your girl with me. I got your girl with me, yeah, I got your girl with me. I got your girl with me, yeah, I got your girl with me.
Got your girl with me, riding. Got your girl with me, riding. Yeah, I got that laugh. Now she say you blow that mouth. And she smiling while I'm driving, cause she feel a gangsta style. Got your girl with me, riding. Got your girl with me, riding. Yeah, I got that laugh. While I'm driving, cause she feel a gangsta style. 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 Cause she feel a gangsta style.
Hey, so that was definitely Mr. Shy holding it down. Writing. I actually like the song. I like the beat, the melody. I'm the type when I'm feeling a little nice and tipsy, I like to actually bop my head a lot more than move anything else on my body. So I think it was definitely cool. What you think about that before I take this caller back?
Well, one, I know you dance. You're doing more than just bopping your head, but I definitely like
I love
like
to dance. But when I'm tipsy, though, when I'm tipsy.
He had a Mace Flow on that one, so I did dig it. Like, it was one of those back in 95, 96, when Mace first came out, type flows, how Mace was talking, he goes, take this dude's girl and the next dude's girl. So it kind of took me back, so I definitely dug it.
Cool. So let me take this next caller. Last four digits is 5631. You're live on All Barbs Radio with Nikki Barbs.
They still there. 5631. You on air?
All right. If your last four digits of your number is 5631, you're live on air right now with me, Nikki Barbs.
5631.
really though.
I have no idea,
but if they don't say hello in like a couple of seconds, then I have to move on. Alrighty, well, I'm gonna keep it moving. Maybe they're having like technical difficulties, which happens every now and then. So, you're rocking with me, Nikki Barbs, and my co-host at Angel Love Tweets, aka Boss Barbs, will be in the building soon. We also rocking out with at Brooklyn Black. He hosts his pregame radio. Call me up, talk to me, 347-857-4302. I want to know what you think about all the music that is being played today. Feedback is definitely a positive thing. It definitely keeps the person that is doing this motivated, and it gives them, you know, the drive to keep going. So if they don't know what you feel or how you think about it, then, you know, it's really not going to go anywhere. But, Black, let me ask you a question, right? So when it comes down to this whole relationship and media thing, right, now, who do you think do it more? Do you think the males lash out more and is quick to, you know, basically talk about stuff, or do you think the females are the ones that get all caught up in their emotions and basically, you know, start tweeting and texting first?
And this is just like on some, you know, on some real shit. Guys, tend to do it more, like, they'll start throwing the subs out. And I'm saying, like, the women, they'll just straight up go on your wall and be like, you dirty dog, you ain't shit, yada, yada, yada. You know, the fellas, look, you know, they'll throw subs out, and you can kind of tell they all in their feelings with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a tie because they'll both do it. It's just men, since they're trying to be, you know, proud and macho or whatever, they'll just throw the subs out and let everyone comment and let everyone throw in their 2 cents. Where the women, she'll just go right on their wall, or she'll just, you know, do it right to their inbox. You know what I'm saying? So there won't be no subs being thrown, and she'll just let them know what's what.
And I definitely feel like
most times, guys, you know, we do talk or argue, whatever. If not as much more than women, but just the men are more, you know, we're more macho, so we're going to try to be as low-key with it as possible, even though it really doesn't work.
All right, I definitely hear you, but let me take this call, though. Last 4 digits is 0129, 0129. You're live on air with Nikki Barbs. 0129?
Hello.
All right, well, hello?
How you doing? Can I hear a song?
Hi, how are you? Can you let the listeners know and myself know who am I talking to and where you're calling from?
This is Ricky.
This is who?
Calling from Brooklyn.
Cool. How you doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing great, actually.
That's good.
So you're calling in to request a song? Did I hear correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay, so what might that request be?
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross? Which song by Rick Ross?
I'm a Boss.
I'm a Boss? All right, I'll definitely keep that in mind for you. I definitely will. Maybe on my next commercial break, so just tune in to hear that song.
No problem.
If anything, you're definitely welcome. Would you like to share anything on our topic tonight as far as relationships to media?
No, thank you. I may be calling back up later on.
Cool. Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem.
All right. Next caller on deck is last 4 digits is 8041. You're definitely live on air with your girl, Nikki Barbs. How are you?
What it do? This Extreme J Money. I talked to you on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. I got my little brother on the line with me.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, we good. We just calling in, checking in with you, calling to say hi, say what's up, you know.
Thank you. Y'all are so sweet. Aw, hello. And you're definitely rocking with me on All Vibes Radio. Would you like to, you know, elaborate a little bit on what I was speaking about earlier as far as relationships and, you know, social media and how they have effects on relationships nowadays?
Nah, not really. I don't, in my relationship, it really don't affect nothing. To me, like, if y'all have a trust, y'all have chemistry, then it shouldn't be a problem to me.
I mean, I definitely do feel that. I mean, that's wonderful for you that you actually, you know, have a, you know. I'm sorry, my mic got kind of cut off. But definitely, you know, I honestly believe that's a good thing that you can have a relationship and, you know, still be on any social network and media site and it don't affect your relationship. That's cool.
Yeah. But you want us to, like, speak for you or anything or something?
I didn't hear you. What you say?
I said, did you want us to speak for you or anything? Kind of like...
If that's what you want to do, feel free. Go ahead.
Hey, little bro, you want to do something?
Yeah, we can speak something real quick. It is.
That's what I'm talking about.
You can go first, then, little bro. Let her know what we do down here, man.
Okay. See, these rappers like Johns because I am an anti-selfie. Crunching lots of smack the beat and mix it up like Nesquik. Count a lot of stacks so you know the group is dumb thick. Hate is not a problem, so I take them on my checklist. They wonder why they can't touch me because I'm hottest. This is just astonishing, so like, yes, I like to show and tell. I got intelligence, so I don't take my own tail. No, it's not a retail price. You already know a code is ice. So let me shake it up and use the gun to shoot the dice. Swag is not afraid to hide, so yes, I fly like a kite. And the paper planes in my bank account to take a flight.
Ooh.
He's over with.
Okay, let me see what I'm going to do. Okay, I'm going to say, I ain't shoot the game, I just play it like a chessboard. When you rappers look up, I'm who you check for. Going down in history, some that you record. Slowly do dizzy head spinning like a record. This world is filled with hate. Say money invigorates. Send down defense. You can say I penetrate. My money, it compensates. Your girlfriend, I confiscate. She asking what's next, so take money at the conversate. Said I wouldn't make it, so I leave you with the stupid face. Pretty boy, smile, wavy hair, I don't exaggerate. Hear you throwing salt, put your hate now, appreciate. Yes, I go crazy on the track, I annihilate. Top notch black guy. I'm so drastic and not stay fresh like I'm wrapped in some plastic. Rap game snitch and I call them informants. Tell a game I'm home. Show me to the doormat.
Hey, flow is something serious. I got these females curious. Who's can't catch me, man, because I am too fast, too furious. Trying to find a lie. Yes, my guy, I'm so delirious. Food boys, like a time to move and take a period. Spit it till I make the beat flow like a duplex. Beat these rappers up and throw them out like a force flex. I'm a monster, so be ready for the fear test. Pockets on the guy for collecting the fat chick.
That's enough for the rest.
It's over.
Black, what you think about that?
Where are they from? We from Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Definitely got Memphis in the building.
Because it definitely reminded me of some 8-Ball MJG. You know what I'm saying? Like it gave me that type of feel. I just had to double check. but it was definitely dope. Like both verses were pretty much on point, and I'm actually definitely looking forward to seeing what else you guys got. Because even though I'm a New York dude, born and bred, and I always, you know, speak up, I'm a big fan of Southern hip hop. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
I honestly liked it a lot. You know, I like the whole fast flow. You know, I actually like that a lot. So that was hot. Thank you so much for calling in and even sharing that with me today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's a fact. So I'm gonna keep it going. I'm about to actually get into another one of my artists. You know, one of my followers, they sent me their music. So basically, what I have up next for you guys is actually somebody that was interviewed on my show on Tuesday. He's from the BX, where I'm from, BX Stand Up. And I definitely do rep him and I do support him a lot. His name is Dole Brunet. And the name of this song is called Ass Clapping. So I'm really, really curious to hear this song because I like to dance and shake my little booty. So, Black, let me go.
Ass I'ma throw these bands. I'ma throw these bands, girl. I'ma pay your rent, pretty lady, just stand.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars. I'ma throw these racks. I'ma throw these racks. Probably pay your way to college, pretty lady, throw it back.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars. I went to King of Diamonds, fell in love twice. Miami nights helped me remember why I love life. Front page, sipping strippers off a thug life. My drug vice, for tuition on a club night. I'm on two pills, Henny, what it do, man? It's mine, I spend it like 20 racks on a stripper, that's a new chain. That dope money, show money, be my new thing. I throw dollar after dollar and she dumb out. And slide down the pole doing splits with her tongue out. Keep doing that there, girl, this money don't run out. Your brother in jail, your mom's got a son out. I could throw racks late night to the sun up. I could throw racks late night to the sun up. I ain't anybody pretty lady, I'ma come up. It's business over feeling, that money got me numb up. I'ma throw these bands, I'ma throw these bands, girl. I'ma pay your rent, pretty lady, just stand.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars. I'ma throw these racks, I'ma throw these racks. Probably pay your way to college, pretty lady, throw it back.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars. Strip for me, I love you till the lights on. Northern light clouds, lady, get your flight on. Check your eye with an ass like Cherokee. Addicted to thick Jones, my ass needs therapy. I got dreams of drinking lean with Krayshawn. Smoking sour, couple strippers to the same song. I had visions of Tiana in a condo. Smoking mind blow, my ass wants time goes too fast when you throwing money. A fat ass, how you broke, nigga, owing money. But when you got it, how we got it, nigga, blow the money. But when you got it, how we got it, nigga, blow the money. I buy bottles just to throw it on these models. Fast money don't last too long, you know the motto. Go deeper than Aristotle, what these women that I love. If I ass make money, I'ma throw these bands. I'ma throw these bands, girl, I'ma pay your rent. Pretty lady, just stand.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
I'ma throw these racks, I'ma throw these racks. Probably pay your way to college, pretty lady, throw it back.
Ass clapping for these dollars.
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 Yes, and you're definitely back with on All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Vibes, Brooklyn Black, and I'm definitely waiting for my lovely calls. I have love tweets, Boss Vibes to get in the building. That was Dolay Bernay. So what you think about that ass clapping, Black? You want to see some cheeks?
Well, what guy wouldn't? I'm just saying.
Clap, ass clap, ass clap. I honestly think that when girls do that, I think it's, you know, I think it's cute. I like the whole rhythmness of it, if you know how to do it. But I like that song a lot. Definitely, hopefully, that's going to be in one of the clubs in New York near me soon, because I definitely would like to hear that and get hype on the dance floor. But definitely going back, talking more about our topic, you know, well, but is there anything that you wanted to say, you know, about your, I know your show is tomorrow and Saturday, so do you want to let the people that are listening know, you know, what you do and who you are officially?
Well, I am officially the CEO, proprietor of Everything Pregame Radio, and of course, I have Friday, Saturday nights from 10 to midnight. Tomorrow night, we got California rapper Player B-Nard coming through, so we're going to see what he's about, interview him real quick. Same number, same web page, doing the damn thing. And, you know, Tuesdays, Thursdays, I kind of sit back and I play engineer / gopher / assistant for All Bars Radio. So I wear a lot of hats.
You damn sure do. And I definitely do appreciate you being my engineer / whatever the hell you just said for me. And, you know, I enjoy the tweets on All Bars Radio. Definitely love it, and I'll be tuning in tomorrow to your show as well. But back to this little old topic thing, because you know I'm trying not to get real personal here. You know, I'm really trying hard. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings that I already probably hurt before. But honestly, I just would like to just say to all my listeners, like, if you are in a relationship with someone, like, don't broadcast it. I believe, like, the situation will become worse if you do, because then, you know, you might show that other person that you really don't care too much about the relationship and the privacy in it, and you're just letting everybody, you know what's going on, and people necessarily don't have to, you know, put two and two together to figure out who the fuck that person's talking about. But definitely try to keep your relationships to yourselves. Like, it's definitely supposed to be a private thing, don't you? Isn't it, Black?
Well, yeah, but you know, there's the people, they want the world to know how happy they are in a relationship. You know, and one thing that really irks me, when people been together for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks to a month, then next you know they changing their status to married. They, oh, I love you more than life itself. Bitch, I only been together for a month. Come on.
But wait, like, what about the guy?
Like, he even fought in front of you yet. Like, come on, you can't say you love the dude.
But wait. But what about the guys, though, that literally, like, they see someone, they're married. They're married for God's sakes, got a fucking beautiful family at home, you know. And I guess he, you know, the guy tends to, you know, he's at the workplace and he's around, you know, beautiful younger women and women that's not his wife. Like, what about the niggas that would literally, like, risk all of that shit just for the potential pussy that he thinks that feels good? Not even knowing if, you know, they were compatible, you know?
Okay, yeah. Okay, true. Men, you know. Yeah, men are known for doing that. But, yo, women do it too. And women do it, in my opinion, I say it's worse, because when women cheat, they plan it. It's, you know, they all technical with it, you know. Like, they do a whole bunch of...
Okay, so when men cheat, they don't plan it either? It's not something that's already thought up?
Okay, no. 8 out of 10 when a guy does it, and I mean, it's an impulse. Like, he's at the bar, and this chick is giving him play, and... he had a few drinks in him. Not saying this is an excuse, but that's how it goes. And, you know, he had a few drinks. Next thing you know, they're either in the bar bathroom or they got a motel, and bam, boom, and it's over and it's done with. You know, like, it's just an impulse thing. And then later on, he's like, oh, God, what did I do? But 8 out of 10, when a woman do it, she has time. She screams all the dudes that come across her way. You know what I'm saying? She puts, she puts tabs, you know, checks them out. Goes thoroughly with it. You know, it's a process when a woman cheats in or she steps out. It's very, very rare when a woman just does it on impulse. That's why I say it kind of hurts more, because most guys in the back of their mind, they're like, yo, she actually went out, sought this dude out, helped him out, X, Y, Z, and then went and did the deed. And then if the guy finds out, that's because the woman wanted him to find out.
I mean, I see what you're saying. I mean, I believe that there are guys out there that have premeditated it as well. Like, they know, like, they, you know, they're in a relationship with someone and they just know, like, you know, like, it's not going anywhere, but they don't know how to, you know, be real and say to that person, like, listen, I don't want to fuck with you no more. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to deal with you no more because of X, Y, and Z, or I thought it would work and it wasn't going to work. And they'll still string that female along, but then still have the mindset, like, all right, well, whatever, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do me, and, you know, I'm going to try to still hold the fort down and, you know, make everything still be okay. I believe there's guys that that think about it before it actually happens, and I think it can go vice versa. But I just, you know, with men, it just cracks me up, though, because, like, they would literally, like, have a wife and kids at home that they go home to every single night. But it's the times when they, in between leaving the job and on the way home, like, they're making pit stops. That's just funny to me. It's really funny. But I definitely do wanna go to a commercial break really fast, because Angel, you know, is on her way. So let's go to a commercial break. Let me pay some bills, and then we'll definitely be back.
Okay, so let me ask. Can I go back just a little bit? Like, can I go back in the time machine just a little bit?
Before my commercial break. All right, guys.
All right. Just something I had to do, something that was, you know, lingering in the pregame radio offices, in the all-bars radio offices and everything like that. And this song has just been in the back of my head, you know, so I figured we just spin this, but please, everyone, tune in. We'll be right back.
Bad boy. remix, right?
Niggas is mad, I get more butt than ashtrays. Fuck a fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga throat much. More guns than roses, poses shaking in their boots. Invisible bully, like the boots disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmick, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing. Please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Here comes the brand new flavor, yeah. Time for new flavor.
No rap, no crap, you bore me. One to grab my dick, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight, rap great, bust the head, strict and dreads, I'm everlasting. Like it's so on Procast, a tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, word is mine. Your album couldn't fuck with one line. It's been 3 years since your last year, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear to your gut, did your girl's butt, I scraped it. Shaped it, now she won't strut. I smash teeth, fuck your beef, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, can't get bad flavor in your ear.
Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear.
Time to burn, to explore. The flavor in your ear is the voice scout. I make outs, I make all the rappers have doubt.
Right.
You're fucking
right.
With the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my next sack with my jet. Take off my hat, yes, I'm just cool like that. The dangerous, the ruggedness from the flat with your bitch. BLS 97, kids bastard it. I'm gonna live long in this rap gang. Niggas know my name, yo, Poppy.
You're jingling, baby. You're jingling, baby.
Hit it.
Blotitious. Skeevy. Delicious. Give me coops, coops, love me good. Damn. Holla to Hollywood. But is he good? I guess like the jeans. Flavor like praline. Sick daddy, I mean. Papa love it when he does it. Niggas buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Punch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your chimps tap. Bite the flavor, it reacts to your ghost cat. Word to mama, a tongue kiss a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your ass green. Bust the vibes about to bring the noise, don't see. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it, Busta Rhymes the great. We about to rip the try, I say, yo, yo. Hey, hey, hey. I split your face and give you stitches. So they get in ditches. Have to ask some fat bitches. Wait 1 sec. If I get down, I'm rolling with the heavy wind connect. Who's the stomping ground now? Don't you get the stitches. Grant your riches every time. Bring it vicious when I bust the back. I know one thing the whole world is expecting is how we all connected. To break food. Five new flavors on the beat, feel the fucking heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these marijuana trees. When I get down, I disappear, reappear and blow up everywhere.
So I'm pretty sure all my listeners know who that was and what song that is. And I'm a really black. I got something for that ass, okay? I really do. Because you damn sure caught me off guard with that song, and I know why, okay? I definitely know why. But shout out to my boo, because he's definitely my boo though, like for real, and black can, and he can put the stamp on it for me, the confirmation that definitely go follow and support my new love, like At The Real Rampage, definitely. He'll be on my show telling everybody how much he loves me. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, sharing his new singles that actually can be downloaded on iTunes right now. I'll definitely be tweeting all that information. Shout out to him right now. He's in Boston doing the damn thing on a radio show. And that was funny, though, that you played that. That was cute.
I'm saying, you know, I had to educate the people and all the hip-hop heads that know that was the Craig Mack Flavie Air remix with Craig Mack, Big, LL Cool J, Rampage, Busta Rhymes. So that was definitely one of the most, one of those great tracks that kind of showed that
rappers
from New York can get together and do a track. And it was, you know, like I said, it was monumental because I paved the way for a whole lot of other New York collaborations that came after that.
It definitely did. I'm going to still get you, though, because that was cute. But definitely going back into this, you know, into the topic. Oh, I definitely do want to shout out a couple of my followers, The Real Amethyst, at Heavenly08. I definitely want to give my shout out to my boy, Vinny. I don't even fucking know Vinny's Twitter name right now, but I know he does. But, yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to Agapus Lisa. Just a couple of people. Oh, and at Roxy Blue. I don't know if y'all was tuning in at 8 o'clock exactly, but the song that was playing is definitely from Roxy Blue. She's doing big things. Her ass just got back from Miami, so I can't wait to talk to her and find out how her trip was. But definitely black. So, what you over there doing?
You know, I'm just over here minding everything. Shout out to Slim Turk, who's tuned in online with all the other guests. So you guys are tuned in, just scroll down to the bottom of the page. You'll see the chat room there. All you got to do is go and type your questions, your comments, and Nikki will read them and answer them on air and all that good stuff. So we'll definitely handle it.
Definitely. What I also wanted to ask you, too, Black, so have you ever had that done to you, though? Has anybody ever put you on blast, like, on Facebook? Because I know you Facebook a lot. Has any of your ex-girlfriends, crazy bitches, like, did they ever, like, post anything about you and your relationship?
I would have to say no because, you know, me, I'm a good dude, and I'm actually friends with mostly all of my exes, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, they're my Facebook friends, and we'll go back and forth, hey, what's up, hey, how you doing? She's like, oh, yeah, I'm getting married, hey, good for you, and, you know, you know, and It's a good thing. Like, I'm glad, like, it never came to a point, like, I never really had some type of big falling out because most of those relationships, they took place before the social media boom actually hit. Like, this was back in the times where
are you revealing your age right now?
It was just, like, Black Planet. That was the main thing back in the day.
I just got a Black Planet, and I'm 24.
You know, and it was way, like I said, it was way before, you know, the MySpaces and the Facebooks and the Twitters. And when we had a dispute, you know, we went face to face. We spoke about it. We didn't really, you know, we didn't really blast it, and we didn't really just go and be like, "Oh, fuck you." That's, you know, that's why you pussy dick. You know, we ain't do that back and forth. You know, it was real mature. Like I said, to this day, I'm still cool with them, and we catch up back and forth. Even the ones that you know, that did foul shit or whatever, you know, we're still cool. Moved past it. Moved on. You know, niggas is grown now. You know, so.
But did you ever, like, you know, did you ever, like, at some time or point, you know, did you ever, like, want to express how you felt about that individual, knowing that they were one of your Facebook friends or Twitter followers, and knowing that if you said that, they would see it?
Not or some, like, or blacking out or disrespecting type shit. Like, I would put up a funny memory or, like, an inside joke or inside story that, she, like, only me and her would actually know about, Because like I said, disputes and stuff like that, we handle those face-to-face, and we squash it because the big thing, and that was instilled in me, like if you're with somebody and there was a dispute, you don't go to bed angry at that person.
So they say.
You know, we never got angry, and we never, you know, disrespected, nothing like that. Like, it was never no big thing like that. Probably the most intense thing. I went and I was at some spot, and her brothers and homies, they came try to, like, it was, and that was probably the extent of it.
they tried to come bring it to the block, like?
Not even bring it to the block, but bring it, I'll be out, you know, because back in the day I was upstate, and I lived behind most of the bars, so, you know, any given night, you would catch me at a bar after work, chilling, you know, chopping it up, and they would come to the bar, yo, can I see you outside, and go outside. There's like 10 niggas outside. I'm like, oh, hold up, you know. You know, I understand that's your sister and all, but, you know, it's between me and her, and she'll tell you, like, I didn't disrespect her, I didn't put a hand to her, like, you know, yeah, she's feeling hurt because we had a fight. Yeah, she's feeling hurt, we broke up. Yeah, that's natural, you know, but it was never on some thing where I had to deal with because I hit her or I was caught cheating because, truth be told, I've never cheated on a girlfriend.
Really?
Never cheated.
Black. You know, you keep it 100 with me.
Just got me for a polygraph. Never cheated on a girlfriend.
That's good. That's a really good thing. That's a really, 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 really good thing.
No.
I'm glad to know
have
that
I, have
you didn't, cheat on anyone.
Now, have I been accused of cheating? Yeah.
Wait, I didn't hear you. Sorry?
I said, yeah, I've been accused of cheating because the type of person that I am, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of females, they, you know, they see me as like, you know, a big brother or a cousin or just a really close friend. So I tell them I had a girlfriend, and I would, you know, I would be chilling with my female friends or whatever. Oh, you fucking delicious and yada, 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 you know. And that would always cause a problem, but I would always, what's the word? I would always prove my innocence.
You really?
Yes.
I mean,
you know,
it happens. But I mean, damn, like, did you ever feel like at times, like, you know, when you were accused of cheating, like, I should just did it anyway because the bitch accused me of it?
Well, yeah, and then that's where the whole willpower comes into play. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? That's where the willpower, that's where the discipline comes into play because, yeah, like I said, I've been accused and prime example, you know, I'm real cool with Miss Nikki Boss. So had I been, you know, in relationship with her, oh, you fucking her, you know, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, yo, it's, you know, that's not the case. You know, it's just that.
Damn,
you know,
have to use me as an example.
I just have because, you know, you're a pretty lady, you know, you got some sex appeal to you, so I can understand how you would attract haters and how, you know, girls would throw shade because you're a bad chick. So if I was with somebody and they see, you know, they may see pictures of us, oh, you fucking that bitch, you know, whatever.
That's crazy,
yeah.
Though. Yeah, I mean, people tend to do that. Yeah, they when they see, you know, their man or whatever you want to call it with, you know, the opposite sex, like, exactly. You know, we're friends, and, you know, we go out a lot because we, you know, we do business a lot together. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure nothing's ever came my way, though, you know, whenever we go out, as far as, like, oh, who the fuck is that, or anything like that. But, that's crazy. That's crazy, though. This is why, like, people shouldn't really be in relationships, like, if they, you know, if it's really not what they want, because a lot of people will just, like, they just settle just to say that they have someone. And I think that's so fucking whack, like, so whack, because you end up settling for the person that you end up, like, you say to yourself, like, I would have never fucked with that person ever before, like, you know, if I really, really, really would have took the time out to get to know them, like, they're really not the person for me. But that's crazy. I definitely do want to get back to the music side of things, because I know my followers are asking, you play my song yet? No. I'm about to do it right now. I definitely want to, before, you know, we do get into this next song with this artist, Official DZ, at Official DZ, I just want to give another shout out to one of my followers. Damn, they said not to say their name, but just give me a shout, I'm listening. All right, boo, I'm shouting you out. I don't know why you want to be MIA right now, but I'm going to make it known because I'm about to retweet you. So definitely shout out to you. Can we get into the official DZ MOB track? I'm interested to hear what that's about because, honestly, anybody that has a song called MOB, I definitely got to be really critical because I Roxy Blue fucking has a song called MOB, Money Over Boys, Money Over Bitches, Money Over Bullshit. And that's a really powerful song. She really makes the understatement MOB known in that song. So I want to hear what he has to say about MOB. So can we get into that track, Black, please?
Sure, no doubt. You know, whatever you say, this your world, baby.
No, but before you do that, everybody call in 347-857-4302, All Bobs Radio. Let's get into the track, Black.
Westy on the beat. Westy on the beat. I'll be on my job till I see that the stack's large. Trying to get a mil on my bank card. All good till the brothers in the black car. Roll up, tax all your grub, what a mad car. Fake shit, and in the that. I'm about making dough, getting man, flipping stacks. Man, they're hating, and I'm sick of that. I got a voice in my head, tell me flipping mad. Money over bitches, women gas. Don't talk about bin if you ain't been in that. Don't talk about food if you ain't slinging that. Let alone bagging up, making dough in the trap. Keep the talks real, stick the facts. I don't chat guns, car, never seen the strap. I know about grade though, I could build a back. I know a couple guns that I bring the dance. Yeah, the whole ends know me, keep it M-O-B. Man, it's money over bitches.
Scrap that.
Money over everything, I'm about anything, all about my business. Look, the whole ends know me, keep it M-O-B. Man, it's money over bitches. Scrap that. Money over everything, I'm about anything, all about my business.
I'm all about making me something. Take time with your dough, I ain't rushing. And when I get mine, I ain't stunting. M.O.B. cause my ex got me bugging. Never let a girl come between your budget. Even if it's hot with the line that you're running. Brothers get bait, that's why the feds spunning. Do your own thing, don't front about nothing. If you're on the grind, stacking. Don't tell a brother where you're trapping. Man, I roll through where you're trapping. Life on the road is a bitch, shit happens. I'll be on my job, no slacking. If you're a snake, recognize we ain't chatting. Money is the motive, so I got a cash in. Girl, see dough, get close, stop frassing.
Yeah, the whole ends know me, keep it M-O-B. Man, it's money over bitches.
Scrap that.
Money over everything, I'm about anything, all about my business. Look, the whole ends know me, keep it M-O-B. Man, it's money over bitches. Scrap that, money over everything, cool. I'm about anything, all about my business.
Look. Figures weren't adding up. I'm with such and such, dreaming about bigger funds. Cooking dinner while I'm sitting, trying to eat my lunch. Trying to get my hands on dough, cause I never touched enough. Told my ex I couldn't manage it. Told my mum's the car I love, but I won't trap again. Certain man of faith, I can never chat to them. Trying to keep it real at awards when I'm on the 10. Ask the guys that are local. They see I could rise with my vocals. Sitting in the light, so I'm living life YOLO. Begging me to sign, chatting deals at the Morphos. So I'm chillin' at the salad bar, just in Ralphie, speaking it with glamour stars. Talking MOB, speaking through my empty heart. Money over women on my business like the man in charge.
Yeah, the whole ends know me, keep it M-O-B. Man, it's money over bitches. Scrap that, money over everything. I'm about anything, all about my business. Look, the whole ends know me, keep it M-O-B. Man, it's money over bitches. Scrap that,
money over everything. I'm about everything.
All right, that was at Official DZ MOB. You're on All Barbs Radio, rocking out with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, and Brooklyn Black, the co-host at Angel of Tweets. She'll be here soon. She has a whole another hour to rock out with us. Black, so what you think about MOB, Money Over Bitches?
It's a good joint. Like, it's I like it. Like, it's not one of those I punch it or anything like that, but it's definitely a good joint. It's a bit of it's a banger. It's something like I would expect to hear on the radio.
I dig. I like that myself. Like I told you, MOB. When anybody does a song called MOB, like I'm really critical. You know what I'm saying? But my brother was cool. Shout out to, you know, Official DZ. I'm going to go ahead and take this next caller. Your last 4 digits is 0129. You're live on air.
0129.
All righty then.
We'll still keep it going.
Definitely. I actually also wanted to elaborate too on just the movement All Barbs. I'm pretty sure for those who don't know, like they're like, okay, I'm rocking with All Barbs Radio. What is All Barbs? All Barbs is just one of a positive female Twitter, you know what I'm saying, movement. And it definitely is beyond, you know, Twitter. And we're a group of females that are positive. We do a lot of things in the media light as far as, like, what I'm doing now is radio stations and hosting different events. You have girls that are modeling, doing the damn thing, getting deals every single day. So we like to congratulate them on that. Shout out to all the Barbs that are definitely rocking with me and Angel and everybody else that's on the squad. We have a lot of upcoming events, and I usually let Angel talk about that because that's definitely her thing. But just wanted to shout out to all the Barbs, right, Black?
Yes, most definitely. You know, the Barbs are definitely doing some big things, which is why I had to reach out on behalf of you know, Pregame Radio, and you know, bring you guys to the forefront because the movement you're doing, that's something pretty much that's not heard of because you guys are, you know, doing more than just starting trending topics on Twitter, and you know, it's more than just a whole bunch of girls talking reckless on Twitter. You know, you guys are actually doing stuff and trying to, you know, show respect and show love and just to broadcast the beauty of all women in general. So it's definitely a good thing, and I'm actually glad that I have aligned Pregame Radio with you guys and also aligned myself. You know, it's definitely a great thing.
I do believe it is a great thing, too. Like I said, again, I'm always appreciative of you and everything that you've done for me and all Barbs, you know, and I can't be any more happier. This is just like me doing this has opened up so many doors for me. Like, my phone doesn't stop ringing. Y'all know me on Twitter. I'm always on that. People be like, do you even sleep? But I do. I definitely do. I'm just always actively on it, talking to you guys, hearing what you guys got to say. And, I love it. I definitely do love it. And I just wish that, you know, everybody that sent in their music today, that they keep going and just keep moving and doing this and just keep, you know, trying to get their music out there, submitting it to other people that have radio shows or, you know, to get themselves heard, because if you don't do it, then nobody else will really, really, really hear you. But besides the people that, you know, you probably show it on a daily basis. But I'm definitely Black. You know what? I actually honestly forgot to tell you this, but on our last show on Tuesday about the whole, you know, the whole image-wise females in the whole industry and everything and how they're prejudged and stuff like that, let me ask you a question. Do you think that it's fair that a man, you know, gets to be represented, you know, as a sex symbol and be just like a sex symbol, but when the girl takes on the role of being a sex symbol, she's either classified as being, you know, a slut, a whore? Like, how do you really feel about that, like, when it comes out to men and women? Because you know that us women, we can't do half the things that men do, and y'all men can't do half the things that we can do, but we are still both human beings, and when it comes down to certain things, like, the race, just the numbers, you know, like, it doesn't balance out. So what do you feel about that?
Well, it's back also to what I said on Tuesday. It's a double standard, you know, like, yeah, a guy can do that, and then next you know, oh, he's a pinnacle of fitness, or, yeah, the ladies love it because, you know, he got an 8-pack and tattoos and all that stuff. But then if a woman goes topless, yeah, it's, you know, it's a problem, and she's a flush of whore. And that's because since the beginning of time, since the actual formulation of society, you know what I'm saying, it's been men, we can act one way and do certain things, but women, they got to be classy. They, you know, they have to be ladies, and they can't be all vulgar and racy and everything like that. And as time progressed, that double standard held true, even though women have been trying to break free from that. And some women even still hold that true. That, yeah, you know, we can't be showcasing our bodies like that and X, Y, Z, which is, you know, which is okay, but
at the end of the day, it's the image that you have of yourself that matters. Not the image that everyone has of you. It's the image of yourself, how you see yourself. If you put a picture of it and you say, yeah, I look like a slut in this one, then shit, by all means put it down. Because if you see yourself as a slut, God knows what other people are going to see you as.
I mean, yeah, I definitely do agree with that 100%. My second question is to you, when it comes down to our topic for tonight, not straying off of that, would you tell your friend, one of your best friends, would you tell them if you saw their significant other, you know what I'm saying, like out with somebody else? Like, would you just, like, say if you saw your man's girl, you know, out in the city per se, you know, walking out, you know, with another guy that's not your friend, you know, would you, like, be so quick to call him up right then and there to be like, yo, I saw your girl walk with another dude? Or would you just, like, not say nothing at all about the situation?
Well, it's not the not saying all thing, because, you know, I do have friends and they got significant others and stuff like that. And, yeah, I'll see them and I won't be real quick on some detective shit and be like, I just spotted your girl with a male subject walking up 42nd Street. Because, shit, that could be her brother, that could be her friend, and he could know.
Exactly.
You know, and he could know that she's out with the dude.
Exactly.
So I'll be like, oh, yo, what's up? I was out, and I saw a girl walking up 42nd Street, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she's with some dude, but, you know, everything looked copacetic, so, you know, it was no cause for concern. But I'm like, yeah, I saw her, and then, you know, and that'd be it. But I know most girls, they'll see their best friend's man out, and they'll walk up to the dude, and he could be literally with her cousin, and she's like, hi, Darren. Your girlfriend and your daughter want to talk to you on the phone, Darren. You know, so, you know, I know shit like that happens, you know, but as far as I go, I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be on some real jig shit unless I actually saw something that's in public. Like if I saw, you know, him grab her butt, or if I saw her kiss him on the lips. Like if I saw that, like, you know, so I seen your girl in TGI Fridays smooching some next nigga at the bar. And then I send him a picture. You know. But if it's just two people chilling, having fun, because, you know, women do have guy friends and guys do have women friends. You know.
Uh-huh.
And it's not always about the sex, not always their fucking, you know, they can just be real cool, real tight. You know what I mean?
I definitely agree. I was hoping that you was going to say that answer, too, because, I would hope that you wouldn't automatically just be, like, a fucking troublemaker or anything like that and just call the nigga up real quick, like, yo, I see your girl, blah, blah, blah. Because, like you said, you don't know if it could be her brother, a cousin, an uncle, you know what I'm saying, even a coworker, and they're just going out. They have the same, they probably sharing the same lunch, so they figure, let's go get lunch together, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? So that's also a good thing. Do you have any questions for me, Black?
Okay. Now, since you're heavy on Twitter, you know, have you had a fat, you know, with a boyfriend or ex jump off and it got ugly and you guys took it to Twitter?
Yes, it has. It was somebody that I was dating, and this nigga got, like, so stupid on me. Like, it was to the point where, like, I didn't care, like, you know, if he was going to, like, screenshot, you know, messages that were sent. Like, at that point in time, like, I really didn't care. I was like, whatever. They did go about it on Twitter, as a matter of fact. That nigga didn't at me, but of course you all know that he was talking about, well, I knew he was talking about me. And he actually tried to, like, threaten me too, like, oh, I'll post this or these matches, whatever, and I'm just like, whatever, nigga, go ahead, because at the end of the day, to me, it's not going to make me look bad. Like, you're just, you know, like, you're acting out on your anger, and that's fine, you're being really childish, like, but at the end of the day, yeah, it has happened to me. I mean, I try not to let, like, things like that, like, really get me riled up, because you know how I am, like, things like that would get me really pissed off. But I have to remember at the end of the day, you know, like, I wasn't going to, like, waste my tweets on going back and forth with him, because to me, it's been over when I said it was over. So all that extra shit that he was doing was just, I looked at it as him acting out of anger. And that's, you know, human. He's human. He has, you know, feelings. So that's how he wants to go about things. That's what he, that's how he could do it. But, yeah, it's happened to me. It has.
Now, also, have you been out with your girls chilling and you've seen your homegirl, and I mean your Ace Boone Coon from elementary school, middle school, high school, like that type of homegirl, like, you know, you call your, that's my bitch type, and you saw her man out with another chick, like, were you one walking along, hey, how you doing? Who's your friend? Like, have you done some real crazy?
No, I haven't done that per se, but, yeah, like, okay, it's happened before, you know, like, she wasn't my, like, my bitch, like you would say, but it was, like, you know, a female that, you know, I would talk to every now and here and there, and, you know, she was happy about her relationship with this dude, and she was broadcasting it, so a lot of people knew, like, okay, that's her right there, you know, that's her, kind of, and I did actually, you know, see him with someone else, you know what I'm saying, and how I played that off was, I just made myself known, like, in that surroundings. Like, I started talking that loud and stuff so he can look over. And he did look over, and when he did see me, his face was just like, oh, shit. And that's all I needed because, you know, at the end of the day, like you said again, you don't know who that person is with that person to them. You know, you don't know. And you don't want to look stupid, but I definitely wanted him to know that I was in the area, and that, you know, I did happen to see him, and we know each other, you know what I'm saying? And that's how much I pretty much played that off, and I kind of left it for him, you know, to hang himself with, because, like I said again, that's not my bitch. Like, she's somebody that I know of. I don't really, you know, speak to her like that. I see her every now and then, but, you know, they're actually not together, so I'm pretty sure she found out on her own, you know, with her own two eyes or through somebody else, you know, screaming through the grapevine about what she does, because he was eventually going to get caught up with doing the shit that he was doing. So I've never per se, like, went up to anybody like, hey, what's up? You remember me? And who's this bitch? I never did that. But I definitely did do something in the sense where I got him to notice me, and then he noticed me, and then he knew that he was in a fucked up situation. So he continued to go about his business. That was it.
Oh, all right. It seems, you know, you real real cool and real mellow when it comes to things like that. Now, have you ever been the other girl that the dude was with, and the other girl seen and called her friend, like, have you ever been that other girl that was with the dude at the spot?
Yes, I have. I'm keeping it 100. I've been that girl that's been the other girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, but for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's all about that. If the nigga's going to keep it 100 with you from jump, like, all right, whatever, like, you know, I have a girlfriend or whatever, you know, like, and if me as a female is going to know that information and still decide to, you know, hang out with the dude because I want to, then that's all on me. But I've been the girl where, like, yeah, I've gotten rolled up on, like, okay, well, who the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I could have jumped up and be like, well, I'm fucking, you know, but I didn't because, like, I know what he told me. You know what I'm saying? He told me one thing, and evidently it was another thing. So for me to get all, you know, hype and stuff like that, I didn't do that. I let them, you know, I let her say what she had to say because I don't know her, so it's obviously irrelevant anyway, but yeah, I've been that girl. It's not a good feeling either to, like, because one minute you're having fun, you're laughing, and you're thinking shit is good, and the next minute you know, you got somebody calling you out, you know what I'm saying, asking you all types of questions, and it's definitely not a good feeling, though. So I just, you know, but it's these dudes, though, like, they'll tell you, like, oh, no, I don't have a girl, and I don't, you know, I'm not with nobody, and the next thing you know, you out on the street with this nigga having a slice of pizza, and his baby mother come up with four kids, like, nigga, I've been fucking calling you all day. So this is, you know, it's crazy. But I've been her before. No shame in my game. I mean, I just was unaware of the situation. So that's how come I fell in that predicament. But I have. So going back, though, I definitely want to, definitely do want to also get back into playing our artist music is tonight is dedicated to them. So I definitely do want to, this is the next person up on the lineup tonight is actually, you know, one of the All Bars promoters. He promotes for us and many other teams. He's like my bro. He always calls in almost every show to speak to me and to you and to Angel and everybody else. So this is this next track that I'm about to play is by Inked Up Kush Down, and it's called A1, like the fucking steak sauce. So I'm definitely curious to hear what that sounds like, Black. So whenever you're ready, you can definitely get into that. And you guys that are listening, thank you so much. I really do appreciate you guys. You are on All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs. And the call number, again, is 347-857-4302. Black, let's go.
Let's go.
Shorty ball without a man, cause you know she A1. She the fattest in the land, yeah, you know she A1. Walk with her hand held high, you know she A1. Let's out it trying to reach the sky, you know she A1. She paid the cost to be the boss, you know she A1. She wanna kinda win a loss, you know she A1. Lil' mama got the stupid figure, you know she A1. She trying to bring a seven figure, you know she A1. Shorty drop it down low to the floor, get that dough and then she bring it up fast when them ballers throw that cash. She all about a dollar, so you know the game she on. She don't need a thirsty nigga, she can get it on her own. Catch her down at Lenny's, wasting bands, cause she can. She gon' get it right back, cause she got the master plan. Favorite song by Beyonce, cause her girls run the world. She got the A1 job, so she stay rocking the pearls. Like a strip from time to time, so you might catch her up in stroke. She never low on battery, so it take a lot to poke her. She a full-time mom, so she not really a smoker. A full-time mom, so she not really a smoker. But when she smoking, dog, she only smoking on the best. She got that Cali, cause she went and scooped it from my west. She flying first class all across the fucking nation. Then she right back at it on Fridays, man, she got the misbehavior. Shorty ball without a man, cause you know she A1. She the baddest in the land, yeah, you know she A1. Walk with her head held high, you know she A1. Let's out it trying to reach the sky, you know she A1. She paid the cost to be the boss, you know she A1. She wanna kinda win a loss, you know she A1. Lil' mama got the stupid figure, you know she A1. She trying to bring a seven figure, you know she A1. She always in a baller with him since she was a youngin'. She rolled with the goons, so they called her youngin' thuggin'. But she always on the grind like that nigga Tony Hawk. Make one false move, she had your outline with chalk. Smallest bank up on the block, but she running like a boss. Triple scene like Ross, but she always got a floss. The jeans on the ass, gone after what they cost. She rockin' True Religion, so her answer won't be false. She out there get that paper, she ain't worried about a hater. Man, she on the money missing, so it's really hard to date her. The niggas try and chase her. She speeding in her NASCAR, stunting at Atlantic Station. Catch her in a Jaguar. Shorty got a fast car, she in the fast lane. 7 years at Georgia State, so you know she got a brain. Don't approach her like a lane, she got the skills to make you tame. Cause she known worldwide, so you better know her name. Shorty ball without a man, cause you know she A1. She the baddest in the land, yeah, you know she A1. Walk with her head held high, you know she A1, let's out it trying to reach the sky. You know she A1, she paid the cost to be the boss. You know she A1, she wanna kinda win a loss. You know she A1, lil' mama got the stupid figure. You know she A1, she trying to bring a seven figure. You know she A1. Please raise the cup if you know you A1. Let me see you stunt if you know you A1. If you always do it big, baby girl, you A1. Throw them ones in the air, cause you know you A1. Please raise the cup if you know you A1. Let me see you stunt if you know you A1. If you always do it big, baby girl, you A1. Throw them ones in the air, cause you know you A1. Shout it ball without a man, cause you know she A1. She the baddest in the land, yeah, you know she A1. Walk with her head held high, you know she A1. Let's shout it trying to reach the sky. You know she A1, she paid the cost to be the boss. You know she A1, she wanna kinda win a loss. You know she A1, lil' mama got the stupid figure. You know she A1, she tryna bring in seven figures. You know she A1, shout it ball without a man, cause you know she A1. She the baddest in the land, yeah, you know she A1.
A1, why would her head held high? You know she A1, let's out it, trying to reach the sky. You know she A1, she paid the cost to be the boss. You know she A1, she wanna kind of win a loss. You know she A1, little mama got a stupid figure. You know she A1, she trying to bring a 7-figure. You know she A1.
Back on air with me, Nikki Bobs, on All Bobs Radio. Definitely, that was the bro, Inked Up Kush Down with A1. I thought that song was cool. I fucks with Inked Up Kush Down a lot. I thought it was cool. I thought it was really, really cool. Yeah, he's lyrically content. The beat was okay to me. It was all right, but overall, that's something that I probably will listen to. What you think, Black?
As far as the lyrics, dope. The beat, I wasn't really feeling the production on that one, but it was definitely his lyrics. As far as like, cause you know, you gotta listen to the lyrics nowadays. You can't just depend on the beat to make the song. The lyrical content definitely was there. I'm actually looking forward to more from him. You know what I mean? But Nikki, let me ask you: have you been or dealt with someone and then it was over, and they were just like straight crazy, like on some stalkerish type? And how did you deal with that?
yes. how I dealt with that was just basically ignoring, believe it or not, ignoring a person definitely can affect them. Like, once they see that they're not getting to you, like, they just tend to fall back. You know, apparently I've been blessed to not deal with people that were that psycho like that, but you know, try you. And, yeah, I had somebody, like, always come into my house and, you know, like, how the Barb's mansion is set up, Black, you know. And, you know, the porch area, like, I had, like, somebody throw stones to get my attention or, like, for me to basically, like, pick up my phone, come outside and talk. And that person stayed there for, like, a couple of hours, believe it or not. Like, they knew that I was home, so they figured I would have to either come outside sometime or I would eventually get tired of my phone ringing off the hook and that they were going to get to me one way or another. Ha, 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 ha. I don't have a problem staying inside my house. If I don't need to go outside for nothing, I'm fine. And it didn't work. I actually ignored that person so well to the point that they just honestly got the hint and they just left me alone.
All right. And before I go into my 1-2, you know, I'm over here, mine in the chat room. I got to give a shout-out to the homie Ricky Thorns. And he didn't like the A1 song.
He did or he didn't?
He did not. Wasn't really feeling it. You know, and that's just, you know, that's what it is. Everything is not for everybody, so.
Exactly, like said, definitely.
Like I said, the lyrics were cool. I just wasn't really feeling the beat. Like, the beat lost me.
The production
like,
of it. Yeah, I wasn't, the beat wasn't, I don't know if it was because it was a whole bunch of mixed, I don't know. I thought that maybe if it was over a different beat, you know what I'm saying? But I'm open to hearing, you know, what more he has to offer and to bring, because, you know, everybody should be diverse, you know, each track shouldn't sound like the same. So I'm pretty sure, you know, his other music probably is a little bit better. But Black, have you ever just not even dated, but have you ever had one of those, what you would call, like, friends with benefits? Like, how do you feel about friends with benefits? And then what is the benefit part to you? Like, what does that include when somebody says to you, like, hey, you want to be my friends with benefits, or yeah, we're friends with benefits?
I did have a friend with benefits back in the day. And like I said, it was a friend with benefits. And I actually, in turn, was the other guy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was the other dude in which I, it was actually made it kind of toxic. We worked together. So, you know, we'd be at work and then we get out of work and then we kick it and she go home to a man and it was, and that was the routine. And you, and it's human nature. If you're around someone for a lot of time and you're spending a lot of time with this worker and you're hanging out, you know, feelings are going to come into play. You know, now at the time, I wasn't with anybody, you know, but she had me. I was single. She was kind of, you know, catching the feelings and stuff like that to the point where everyone in the workplace knew we were fucking. And I was just like, And then it got toxic. It ended. And it ended. I ended up getting a promotion. And going somewhere else and leaving her at the original location. Then she got to some stuff and she was expecting me to, you know, come and be her knight in shining armor and save her. I'm like, but you had fucked up. Like, there's you know, there's not, like, despite what we had, you know what I'm saying, it's, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. You know, you screwed up, you got to deal with that, you know.
But what is, like, what do you consider benefits, though, like?
Well, what me and her benefit was, you know, we got up and we hung out and, of course, we did the sex thing and whatever. Because at the time, we was working out in the Bronx and, you know, we both lived in Brooklyn. So it was always, you know, we rode home from work or whatever together.
Damn, like you need some
After a while, feelings came into play and I wasn't really into the whole breaking up a home thing.
Yeah.
So I had to like yeah, yo, it's cool, you know, the sex is great, but and not really. But Ricky Thorns would like for you to let him know your Twitter so he can follow you, because he didn't even ask to follow my shit, so he don't even give a shit about Brooklyn Black. So shout out to Ricky Thorns, but let him know where he can follow you on Twitter.
Black, hold on a second, because you just basically went, like, said something so fast. I'm over here trying to answer a tweet. What did you just say?
I said, Ricky Thorns, he wants to know your Twitter so he can follow you. He didn't even ask something about Black.
Yeah, well, my Twitter name is at How's Jack Game. You know, HowsYaHeAzGame. How's Jack Game? All one word.
So, boom, there you go. You got yourself another follow-up. Once again, big shout-out to homie Ricky Thorns. Big shout-out to Slim Turk. They're still rocking with us online. And shout-out to everyone in the call room. If you, you know, yo, y'all, don't be shy. Nikki don't bite. Just,
I do, but I don't bite that hard, though, so don't lie to them.
Excuse me. She doesn't bite that hard, but, you know, you guys on the call line, just hit one. We'll get you on air. Let us know, you know.
I definitely believe Boss Barbs is on her way up, so definitely for the next couple of minutes have her come on and share, you know, her aspect to this whole topic that we got going on here. But definitely, I just asked a quick question, though. When you were talking about you, you know, dealing with this lady, your friends with benefits, like, okay, so let me ask you a question. You knew that she had a man, so what was the point of you, like, dealing with her like that or even want to become intimate knowing that she still goes home and fucks her man?
Okay, well, the thing about it was at the point in time, because me and her, like, we was actually close, for, you know, we was actually, you know, cool, good friends for a little bit. And what happened was she ended up hanging out with me for my birthday. And at that time, allegedly, they were broken up, separated, you know.
Wow.
And I knew that, so I was like, I'm not going to jump in a race knowing, like, you just got out of one, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, you know, we could kick it, X, Y, Z. So as we were having that, they had ended up reconciling. You know, so then I knew, and then after a while, like, I had kind of pulled back for a little bit. Like, I wasn't, hey, let's hang out, but, you know, we still go to work and, ride back to Brooklyn, and I'll get off my side. Like, all right, yo, I'll see you later, and whatever, and that'll be the end of it.
That's what's up. I definitely have somebody that's definitely listening that's trying to talk to me right now. I don't know if it's lighting up on our switchboard. I can't see.
Wait. I'm sorry. according to what's going on in the chat, Ricky Thorns is your cousin.
Black. So
he's the one I called in asking for Rick Ross.
And I'm still trying to get that in. I'm still trying to get that in if time permits, but if not, I will have it on deck. I will have it on deck for you, especially next week, Ricky Thorns. If I can't get it on tonight, I will definitely have it for you, especially next week.
Do you have to say my cousin's first and last name like that?
This is how the name comes up on the chat. You know, if he, you know, they ain't put up no alias, so I just read it how it comes.
That's cool. That's cool. Shout out to my cousin, though. But, yeah, going back, though, somebody's trying to definitely get in contact with me right now, and I don't know if it's coming up on the switchboard. I can't see.
Well, if that call is trying to get in, just tell them hit one on the phone.
And they're saying that they're in the queue. But, I guess until it shows up, that's the only way we're going to be able to bring that person on air. Yeah, so basically, have you ever had any, how many one-night stands have you had, Vlad?
Wow, on the spot. I've had a couple because also in my, in one of my many things, how, Ev calls me, she says I'm a jack of all trades, master of none, which is great because that just means I'm steadily improving. But anyway, in one of my other hustles, I do, provide security / doorman for certain rock bands. So big shout out to Ellis Ashbrook. And, you know, I'm the big black guy at an all-white party, and, you know, sometimes white girls just love the dark meat. So, you know.
That's not telling me how many, though. I want a number. How many? How many? If you can count on your hands, let me know. If you can't, then say so.
Five.
So I should multiply that by what?
By one. like, see, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, I'm normally, when all bar radio's going, I'm normally in the back, in the air, so Miss Nikki Boss is having fun with me right now, and like I said, at the top of the hour, you guys can strap me up to a polygraph, you know, and I'll tell you, I'll flash for five colors. You know, I have no reason to.
But you know what? I gotta cut you off though because people are screaming at me, and as well as Boss Barbs. Like she claimed, you must be running your fucking mouth so much that you cannot, like her mic. She's ready. She's waiting to be
on.
And a lot of other my friends are telling me that they're trying to call. So I don't know what's going on with the switch right though.
The numbers aren't coming. Like I see the numbers. It just shows that they're not pressing one, and I don't want to just start randomly bringing people in. Oh, and Raspy Rolls is in the chat room.
But can you bring in last four digits 6235 in for me though? If they're still on?
6235. Let's see. 6235 is not in the queue. So see that question has your name not even in. But Raspy Rolls is in the building. He's in the chat room.
Cool.
Raspy Rolls. We're gonna get into his track in a little bit.
Definitely
He wants to know how many one-night stands have you had.
How many one-night stands have what?
Wow. Why you stammering over there? You heard. How many one-night stands have you had?
One. I
don't know. It took while for me to come to that number, so it was like one times nine.
Times nine? Really?
Okay,
I said
five. I didn't say nine.
Oh, I thought you said nine. Nah. I had a couple.
Okay. Now.
Can you please like fix Boss Barbs, Mike Lee? She's really getting pissed off.
All right. Well, so I'll do that, and while we're doing that.
Before I continue to elaborate about my one-night stands, because I'm pretty sure everybody wants to know, nosy asses, let's definitely get into this track and then fix Andrew's mic because she's definitely giving me the signals in the other room, like, I need to get on. So basically, we're going to go into, Raspy Rolls with the song titled Love. So He's been definitely, shout out to Rossi Raw, but you flooded my goddamn timeline all day today. But I love it so much because that shows that you are about your shit. You wanted to make sure everybody called in and supported you today, and that's what it is. And honestly, don't mind when I get my timeline flooded with you promoting yourself and me as well. So shout out to you, and we're about to get into your track, Raspy. So Black, let's do that and get it situated. So when we come back, we definitely have everybody on the panel.
Let's go.
Let's go.
That you push inside the one that be down the ride. No matter how hard you try, you always be torn inside the one that you push inside the one that be down the ride. The one that stick with you through the thick and the thin, be the one you deserve again and again. I be friending my friend, I feel a pain from within. She don't pray I come back, she pray we don't end. I used to pour out my soul with a bottle of gin. Now I really don't drink, and time we don't spend. She would smile, I would grin. Now she's out and you in. You got me loving this end. What did this wrong here begin? See, you can lose with a win. You can lose at the end. You come unglued at the end. Don't know where you went. You think it all makes sense. Cause you lost in a moment. In your right frame of mind, you wouldn't condone it. Now you're boning and moaning. And she's all lonely. Won't let nobody in. Cause your spot she's holding. Paper that can be with a heart that's golden. There's never one love, so no one gets chosen. No matter how hard you try, you always be torn inside the one that you push inside the one that be down the ride. No matter how hard you try, you always be torn inside the one that be down the ride. You used to write a love letter, but now since you left her, niggas be sweating her, saying she can do better. They start throwing a chatter to get her attention. That storm she gon' weather, she don't change with conditions. Intuition, suspicion, gave her a vision. Since I wasn't happy with my new acquisition, we would talk, she be tripping like she ain't even listening. Something is missing, like the record is skipping. Let's get back to the business. I really need to fix this. Let the Lord be my witness. I love my wife and my mistress. You probably don't get this, thinking I'm on some slick shit. Hell, you know what this is. This a lover's transition. The change in position got me finally admitting I need to make a commitment. See these words that are written on a heart they were sitting. There's never one love, so I'm continually switching. Inside the one that you push, inside the one that be down the ride. No matter how hard you try, you always be torn. Inside the one that you push, inside the one that be down the ride. So they become pregnant, you didn't expect it. At night you can't sleep, cause your thoughts got you restless. Put a pep in your stepping, not what you projected. If God gave it light, then it's truly a blessing. Take the good with the bad and continue your traveling. When things start unraveling, can't sit and be saddened. You knew what was happening. I promise they did too. Let them know that you are there. Whenever they need you, put your differences aside. Make it do what it's due. You're no longer alone. It's you and your crew. Made up your wife and your boo. Your kids what they do. If they want to get a dog, well, get the one too. See, my music is my wife and my boo is my girl. When my CD comes to life and I have a bar, girl, I still won't have one love, so I give them the world. Now you gotta play it twice to hear the story of girl. Let's go. No matter how hard you try, you always be torn inside the one that you push, inside the one that be down the ride. You always be torn inside the one that you push, inside the one that be down the ride.
Definitely. That was Raspy Rawls. I loved it. What you think? I'm just letting everybody know that's tuning in. Bulls Farms, Angel Love Tweets, my co-host is in the building. Say hi, boo.
Yes. Hi, family. I've missed you all so much. I'm sorry to all my followers who've been trying to, like, call in to speak to me. I had to take care of a lot of other things, but I'm here now to support the host at How's Your Head Game.
Yes, baby. So what you think about that track from Raspy Rawls?
You know what? It reminds me of something that, like, Timberland would have done, like, or produced. It just, like, had that type of, like, Timberland, like, you know, vibe going on. It was cool.
That's what's up. Black?
Yeah, it was definitely, like, that beat was, I was definitely feeling that beat with those samples. Like, I'm a big, like, if you don't use a sample, use it right, and that was definitely an example of it being used right.
All right, that's cool. Well, let me take my callers, because now all the numbers started popping in. I'm sorry, you guys. Last four digits is 6235. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs, and Angel Loves Tweets.
Hey, what's good, everybody? I'm happy to be
here. Hey.
I'm excited.
Hi.
This is my first time calling in, and I was just listening earlier, and...
Can you let the people know who you are? I'm sorry. Who you are and where you're calling
I'm
from?
I'm sorry.
Yes, okay.
My name on Twitter is Yo MTV Dre. I'm based
hey.
In New York, Harlem area. And, I just wanted to say, Black, you know, you was really on point today. Nikki, you was good, too. You know, but I want to just kind of piggyback on what Black was talking about friends with benefits in the workplace. It's a tough situation to be in. I was definitely in that situation myself before. And, you know, I was young, she was young. You know, I think I definitely feel that it can definitely work if y'all both mature, you know, but y'all definitely have to know y'all place and know the do's and don'ts of being friends with benefits. And I think, you know, I tweeted earlier, you know, if anybody wants to go back on my timeline and look at my tweets, I definitely kind of put the rules out there on how to succeed in a friends with benefits relationship. And then number one is do not catch feelings. And that can be the hardest thing to try not to do, you know, especially when everything is going right. But I think for females, you know, what makes it more comfortable for them is the idea that there's no problems. There's no issues there. It's like when both people know their place, it's so easy. It's so easy to deal with.
You're absolutely right. I definitely do agree with you on that one. Buzz, what you think before I take this next caller?
I understand where he's coming from, but, you know, we are talking about reality. And in reality, when you are spending time with a person and you're intimate, someone is going to catch feelings. It's just more logical that the female would express it a lot better. I've never seen the whole idea of friends with benefits work because somebody has caught feelings. Because you spend time with this person, you're getting to know this person, now you're intimate, you know, I mean, and you're human. So it's human nature to actually, you know, be into a person when you're doing those kinds of things. So just to, like, say know your place and don't catch feelings, I think that's kind of cliche-ish. How can you not catch feelings with a person that you're consistently spending time with, you know, and you're getting to know and you're vibing with them? One of the two are going to catch feelings. It just so happens that the female out of the bunch is more likely to be open with it because that's a female trait that we have. But someone is definitely going to catch feelings.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely understand that. You know, I just think, you know, when I say it can work, it can evolve into a great relationship. You know, everybody makes it about being friends with benefits, the title, and putting a title on it. But I definitely think if it's done the right way, it can evolve into an excellent, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend relationship. And, you know, because feelings do get involved, and I'm not trying to contradict myself, you know, if that's where y'all both mutually at with it, where y'all do want to let y'all feelings get involved, it's cool. I think that you have to look at the words in the title, friends with benefits, and the first word is friends. So once y'all become friends and worry about the other stuff later, that'll basically evolve into a pretty good relationship. I've seen it happen plenty of times.
Yeah, I definitely do agree, and thank you so much, Jay, for calling in. You know, you're definitely one of my buds. So, you know, thank you for supporting me tonight and calling in and elaborating on this topic. I definitely do have to get to all my other callers that have been trying to reach me. So thank you again for calling in and tuning into All Bobs Radio.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right. So the next caller that I have is the last four digits are, 2439. 2439, you're live on air with me, Nikki Bobs, and Boss Bobs. I do love sweet. Two four three nine. Are you there?
Oh, sorry, I dropped my strawberries. Hi.
Ooh, strawberries. Hi.
Strawberries and chocolate, girl. You should already know.
Yes, who Max is calling, and can you tell? You
know, because you should already know.
Oh, hi, sexy Miss A. How are you? And you said my strawberries and chocolate. You just saw me. Where was mine at? Damn it.
It's all right. I just wanted to show love and show support and say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. How's everybody doing tonight?
Great.
I don't sound fat now, right?
Huh?
I don't sound fat, like, I don't sound like a fat.
No, you don't sound fat. You sound sexy, but you damn sure did just drop a strawberry, though.
I damn sure did.
You don't sound fat, but your booty is, though.
Shut up. Benefits.
What you think about it, real quick? I got to take a couple more callers.
I have one.
You have a friend with benefits?
Yeah.
Is it working out between you two right now? Is it going
good?
Hell
yeah. Yep.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Well, thank you.
That's all I
want
to say. If anybody doesn't have a friend with a benefit, get one.
Oh, shit, you heard her.
Good night.
Good night. I love you. I love it. Thank you. Next caller, last four digits are 4681. You're live on All Barbs Radio with me, Nikki Barbs, and my co-host, I, Angel Love Sweets, a.k.a. Boss Barbs. Four, six, eight, one. Are you still there? Alrighty. Boss Barb, so I basically was asking Black a series of questions, so I want to know, like, what do you feel about this topic and what do you have to say about it? Really quickly, because we do have another caller, sorry.
As far as friends with benefits, I mean, I just feel like as long as there's honesty, you know, within the relationship, I think whatever is whatever, you know. If both parties can be honest and they can say, look, this is what's going on, this, that, the third, it should be respected. But that just doesn't work like that. Like, people are, like, calling in and saying, you know, what people want to hear. But in reality, those kind of relationships eventually die off because someone catches feelings. I mean, it's just human nature for that to happen. It's just human nature to care about people that you spend most of your time with. So, I'm a realist, so I'm gonna keep it real. I'm a half empty kind of girl, not half full kind of girl. In reality, someone is gonna catch feelings because someone is going to feel neglected, and it's just gonna evolve from there. And that's just real life. It's not fairy tale. Friends with benefits is not a fairy tale story. It's just convenient.
I definitely do agree with you on that one. Coming from a female's perspective, I definitely do agree with you. But I'm going to take this next caller. Last four digits is 0954. You're live on air.
Hey, I'm the last caller.
Hey.
What do I say?
How you doing? Max is calling? Wait, I didn't catch your name.
Oh, man. You already know. Your one and only, your best brother. The best brother in the world.
Hi, bro. Everybody that's listening, this is actually one of the artist music that I just played, Inked Up Kishan with the song A1. I don't know if you was listening, but we definitely did critique it, your music. I thought it was cool. I wasn't honestly feeling like the whole beat part to it. Like, your lyrics was on point, but the production of it I thought could have been better. But, you know, I'm open to hearing and hearing more from you and, you know, anything else that you have. I don't know if I want to ask Boss Bobs if she was tuning in at the time when your song was playing and if she has anything to say about it. And if not, she can pass it over to Black.
Well, hello. first of all.
What's up, girl?
Nothing much. I mean, you know, I can definitely agree with Nikki. The lyrics was really good. I just think that as far as the beats, you might just want to reconsider, you know, the beats. But I think you did an overall good job. And I just would like to hear, like, more from you.
Okay.
Yeah, I pretty much said the same thing. Like, the lyrics was good, but the beat just lost me. I'm like, what the hell is this? But the lyrics was good. I just couldn't mess with the beat, man.
I feel that. Well, the next one will be better just for y'all, you know.
Thank you. I mean, you should always, you know, like, this is just constructive criticism at the end of the day. You know, you're going to always do what you want to do. And I'm pretty sure you have a wide variety of fan base as far as to your music. So, you know, I mean, everybody's music is not for everybody. I don't listen to a lot of people's music, you know what I'm saying, just off because I don't like how they put it together or if they're not lyrically intent, you know, if their beats is popping. But I'm more into words and what you have to say. So I did say that you were lyrically content. I got all the words, but just the beat, you know, and everything else, like, you know, just maybe a different song, you know, I'm going to be, like, blown away. So thank you again for sending in your music. Just keep sending it to me, and I'll keep playing it on All Bob's Radio.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm definitely, before I go into another commercial break, I just want to also ask Boss Barbs, you know, just let the people know a little bit about yourself again, because we do have new listeners, callers that are, you know, tuning in. And real quick, run down All Barbs, what do you do and why I love you so much?
Oh, I know. I love you too. I am Boss Barbs, the owner of the Boss Barbs movement. Pretty much we're involved in everything from community events and charity to walks and now sponsorships for events and now the radio show. Saturday I will be auditioning for the Bad Girls Club. So we're just taking it, like, one step at a time to making it big and, you know, moving out message. And that's just pretty much the rundown on me. I am her co-host, and on Tuesdays I do all the interviews with all things hip-hop as far as music, fashion, anything that we feel as though is trending. So you can follow me at Angel Love Tweets with a Z, not an F, to kind of keep up with what's going on.
Definitely, thank you. And yeah, as opposed to that too, just like I told you earlier, the guy who just called in, Yo MCBJ, you know, he asked me, I was supposed to be involved in a project with him, something like the Bad Girls Club, like we already spoke about this. So I'm definitely supporting. I always get the opportunities and chances to be on reality TV. I haven't made it there yet due to just, like, some trials and tribulations, you know, in my life, but I'll definitely be on, and I'm definitely rooting for you. I'm supposed to be coming with you anyway. I'm supposed to be heading out to D.C. on June 2nd to go with her to support her so she can get on the Bad Girls Club. And, like, I'll definitely be tweeting from there and letting everybody know the updations on, you know, what we got going on and more so, you know, how Angel's doing. But I definitely do want to get into this next artist track that, you know, has sent me their music. The name is, what's the name? I always mispronounce this word. Like, what's the name of it?
The artist's name is Scotchy.
Team Scotchy. Right. And the song that he has sent in to us was Go Live. So I definitely do want to hear Team Scotchy and his song Go Live. So can you please get into that real quick? And everybody that's tuning in, thank you so much. Call-in number, again, is 347-857-4302. Call me up. Let me know what you think about all these people's music that take the time out to actually, you know, send it in to get a reaction from you. So, Black, you already know how I feel. Let's do the damn thing.
Yeah. I'm pimping. Yeah, nigga, it's my turn. We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn.
Go live. I'm a rapper, dinner. Money makes spin and money making it bigger. Tell me what it is, find out.
All right, that was Team Scotchy with Go Live. I liked it. It was just a little, it was hype. It was hype. It was real hype. Maybe if I'm on something, you know, some liquor or something, I'll probably be jumping around just like he was. I actually liked it. It was cool. It was cool. What about you, Boss Barbs?
I mean, y'all pretty much know what I'm going to say. it was cool. That's something that, like, I would expect to hear at the club. So not for every day, but if I'm definitely, like, trying to amp myself up to get ready to go out, I would play it. So shouts out to him, because that definitely could be a potential club banger, especially down south anyway.
But what you gotta say, Black?
I dug it. I was really, really, really feeling that beat. I was really feeling the beat. I probably could have done without all the scotchies, but the overall, I give the song a thumbs up.
That's cool. So, of course, because I was bothering you all day, I want to bother Bluff Bars. So, I want to know, how do you ever, like, do you kind of have a friends with benefits right now?
I wish I did. No,
I do too, actually, because I don't have one per se.
No, I don't. I don't currently have one. So, I mean, I've had one before, and you know, it was a bit much for me because. Not only just the catching of that feeling, just the fact of, like, the time, you know, like, for that particular relationship, it was too much of my time, you know, it was, like, too demanding, too much of my time, and you know, at the beginning of the stage, it was like, look, we're just cool, you know, but, I mean, shit happens, and you live and you learn. Would I do it again? If opportunity presented itself and my time got respected, I probably would.
I hear that. Let me ask you one more question, and I'm going to ask you if you have any questions for me. How many one-night stands have you had?
Well, that's a really good question. About 5, I can, like, honestly say. I mean, it is what it is. Like, everybody's grown, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Sometimes it's just what it is, you know. But, yeah, I can say about 5. 3 that I would love to share on another night if we had, like, that specific segment. But
I hear that, yes. That's what's up. Do you have any questions for me since you missed out? I know you were doing busy working meetings, all of that for our business. So, but do you have any questions for me?
I have a question. As far as the reality of friends with benefits, like, do you really see a benefit in that?
I really don't. Like, I mean, I'm the type of person, like, I always, like, say, you know, like, all right, like, I don't really need dudes for that much. Like, they be feeling like, oh, because they have the penis. But, I mean, I could definitely go to the sex store and match up one that's either bigger than yours or probably about the same size and go in on myself, because can't nobody do me like me. But at the end of the day, I don't see any benefit out of that, because I've had friends with benefits before, and I was the one that caught feelings, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't a pretty thing, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, yeah, like you say, my time went into this person. Like, you know, I knew that person, you know, we weren't together. There were no titles. But, you know, I was intimate with this person. Like, he was the only person I was intimate with, whether, you know, it was the same on his end for me. But I knew that he was the only person I was intimate with. And just to have the whole, you know, like, just him, like, I guess whenever he, you know, like, we, when the time that we did share, like, we would learn so much about each other. And then it was like, all right, then, you know, it just, I didn't benefit anything out of that because obviously we're not together now, nor did we pick up our relationship from that, you know what I'm saying? And if you're not my man, then you're just a fucking friend to me, and that's just it. Like, like you say, if it could be, like, if reality set into the situation and, like, both parties were like, all right, this is what it is, then I'm up for it because, you know, it'll be cool, but other than that, there's no benefits out of that. I don't see any.
Yeah, I asked that because I kind of came in on Black's scenario when he was talking about his little situation. And, you know, with guys, I tend to feel like they don't really completely say how they feel about those kind of things. So, yeah, it's still like with Black, you know, I understand that he knew what was going on and he wasn't kind of sure. But I want to know, at the end of the day, Black, how did that make you feel? Knowing that, you know, she was going home or whatever the case may be to another person and you opened yourself up to be vulnerable like that, like, how did that really make you feel? Like, that's what I want to know, because you don't really hear that from guys. You know, guys try to play it off like, oh, it was cool, but no, you're
cool
human. You had feelings, you know, and I want to know, Black, how did that make you feel at the end of all that when you assessed it and you thought about all the time that you spent, you know, I don't know if you
late night train rides,
money, yeah, all of that.
at the end of it, how I actually felt, because at the time I was younger, and I wasn't with anybody, so it was more some, all right, well, cool, I got ass that I work with, you know, I got a piece of ass that I go to work with and whatever. And I stated, feelings came into play. And before it got real, real crazy on some actual triangle type shit, it dissolved, and she still had those feelings that ended up, you know, she expected me to always be her name, shining armor once I got promoted and XYZ. But she was a real cool person. She was caring, she was loving. Now would I do it again with her? No, because once it ended and it got a little bit too crazy, you know what I'm saying? So would I do it again? Nah, especially not in the workplace, especially now that I'm older and, you know, I've learned a lot more, I've gotten a bit wiser. So it didn't work, especially not in the workplace. And it was actually because of that I'm so against, you know, affairs or flings or whatever in the workplace, unless, you know what I'm saying, you guys are actually working on a relationship or y'all dating or whatever. But other than that, it's a no-go for me.
I mean, let me ask both of y'all a question. All right, so basically, let me ask you a question. Would you have a one-night stand with, like, a celebrity if it came down to it, like, you know, celebrity hits you up, you're talking now, and, you know, y'all get up, and everybody's grown and shit, and it was presented to you on the table. Would you take that? Like, would you do it, Angel?
Everyone who knows me knows I'm Buku Bananas off of Pharrell. Like, so.
Florida?
Yeah, Pharrell. Like, I'm just, like, Buku in love with him. So, I mean, this is how I feel. I feel like at the end of the day, depending on your motive behind that, like, if your motive is just for the experience within itself, then why not, you know? Because at that moment, that person's not a celebrity to you anymore. That person is human to you. Now you can flip that and be like, oh, I slept with a celebrity, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then you're considered a groupie, per se. It just depends on, like, the person, you know. But for me, like, if depending on the celebrity, I probably would, but I wouldn't publicize it. Like, no one would ever know. It would just be my experience, something that I would remember for, like, the rest of my life. But with me saying that, it definitely would up the bar with the type of guys that I would deal with from that point on. Like, it would just be like, in my mental, I would be like, oh, no, I can't deal with you because you're not on a Pharrell level. And I'm not, you know, to the listeners, I have not with him yet, but I'm just saying, that would be the mentality I would have with people not knowing why she acting like that. Because, you know, once your relationships evolve and the type of people that you date evolve, it should keep evolving. Like, you shouldn't go from A to B to C and then go back down to A. Like, it shouldn't be like that. So, I mean, that's my whole take on that. What about you, Black?
With me, it's really dependent on the celebrity. You know what I'm saying? It really does depend on which one, because, like, with me right now, I would say I would probably be how Angel said, Buku Bananas over. Actually, really, no, because doing the real thing before, and I've come in contact with a lot of celebrities and artists and things of that nature. They all seem human to me anyway. You know, now if it was just like this one top celebrity chick that I would hit, it would have to be Teyana Taylor. Like,
okay.
I would definitely like to go a couple rounds with her in the night. And yeah, it would just be peace. And at the end of it, you know what I'm saying, if she wants to contact me afterwards, you know, hey, it's all cool. Like, but I'm not going to be, yeah, I just fucked Teyana Taylor. Like, it, you know, because it's, at the end of the day, it's a person. They need to get their nut off. And you were just lucky enough that they called you. Now.
What about you, Nikki?
Yeah, it worked.
I mean, like, you know, for those who know me and know my personal shit, know that, hell yeah. I mean, I'm actually talking to a celebrity right now, and I'm not, you know, like, I'm grown, and I like to have sex, and if that was presented, you know what I'm saying, hell yeah. And would I say anything about it? Hell no. Maybe to you, Black, and to you, Angel, and a couple of people that's listening that I'm cool with, maybe, and my listeners, some of them do know, but hell to the fuck yes, because I'm actually, you know, in that category right now. So I would, and if I had to choose a celebrity to you know what I'm saying, to talk to or whatever the case may be, like, I'm Buku over Nelly. Nelly.
You know, oh, I love my rainbow. So.
Smile for me, daddy. Let me see your grill. Because I will definitely put it on Nelly. I really would. I really definitely would put it on Nelly. And I think I'll probably end up moving out to St. Louis or whatever the case may be, but I definitely would. So with that being said, we got all that out. I definitely want to get into this last, my last follower that sent in their music to me, and his name, he goes by the name of The Vision, and he was surprised that I even chose him to, you know, to play his song today, and he actually asked me, like, what song was I going to be playing, and I told him to actually tune in for that to find out. But if you're listening, I definitely will be playing right now You Are by The Vision. So, Black, let's hear that so you can definitely close up and wrap up.
This beat is sick. Ew.
Of an understatement, people look at me and swear that I am not amazing, but I beg to differ, please reconsider, they want to eat me alive, so I spit for dinner, ready, said love, she ain't ready for the truth, so she love lies, and they say you should love wise, cause what happens when a dream and a love dies, but I'm never waking, sleep is my lifestyle, so I'm living while you dreaming like a night owl, and when it's all said, I ain't gotta tell you love, but it's game one.
Wow, I'm really feeling you. It's so crazy, I don't even know what to say. This feeling is just so deep. Get it.
suppress my urges for companionship. Long time coming flow, but I abandoned it. I let relations come to me, I don't force it. Single life is great, but in no way do I endorse it. Girl, I'm my vision, need it in my life though. Transform machine, ready for that wife mode. And everywhere that I go, I see it in my future, but my time slow. She the flyest, but she never thought of landing. And I'ma get it, I do not care what her man think. And she don't take my evil ways for granted. She trying to bring me over, so I got to underhand it.
I'm so glad we took it to the next level. We were good, and I was great. Now I know that what we have is for real.
That song, I like the beat. The beat was very, you know, catchy for me. Lyrically, it was cool, cool. What you think, boss?
I loved it.
I really did.
I did. It's like I was familiar with the chorus, so that was really interesting to hear that. And you know, it was. I liked it. I actually liked it. So big shout out to you. You did a really good job with that. What about you, Black?
My opinion, best song of the night.
Oh, that's cool. I actually like that. Exactly. I want to get to this call. The last four digits is 3898, I believe. 3898. You're live on air with me.
Now, why are you acting like you don't know who this is?
Oh shit, bitch! Cause I'm over here doing a whole bunch of things all at one time. What's going on, Miss Heavenly Sexified bitch? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great.
Good.
That's good. I thought I missed it. I was still listening, though.
Yes. No. So what you got to talk about, what you have to say about our topic is you're another realist. And, you know, you're one of my best friends, and you keep it real with me all day, every day, and we keep it real with each other all day, every day. So what you have to say about what we were talking about tonight?
Well, y'all was talking about a couple of things. So which one you want to talk about? Because first you talked about the relationship. And,
can you start off with that?
And then, well, I don't really want to talk about that. I want to talk about that friend with benefits.
Okay, so let's get into that friend.
Well, I don't know. From my perspective, I think friends with benefits is like A-OK. Because I had a couple of them. I'm with Sexy Miss A on this one. They popping.
Oh, shit. I mean, they're popping, but like, so
it has its ups and downs. It has its ups and downs.
Okay.
But as far as the up is kind of high and the lows are like, I'll try it again, though.
I feel you. Like I said again, like, they do have their highs and their lows. You know, like you've heard me say, like, you know, I've been in a situation like that, and I was when I caught feelings, you know what I'm saying? So I was the fucking low one, I guess you could say. You know what I'm saying? And they're cool, but, like, do you think that they're beneficial? Like, after all that said and done, like, then what? Like, were you waiting on the next phone call to get up again?
Well, like, you already know my situation. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get in all my little business and all that. But currently, I do have a friend with benefits, and look how it turned out. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And it turned out for the good, but I still also I'm still also able to look around, to explore, to look for another
right.
one. You understand what I mean? It all depends on the person's mind frame and see me. I'm the type of person, as long as we lay things out in the beginning, it shouldn't really be a problem. Because, I mean, I'm not quick to catch feelings like that. I am an Aquarius, but listen, all that shit is not what it seems.
I hear you, boss vibes. What you have to say to Miss Heavenly?
Well, I'm an Aquarius. I must be the other side of you because
that's
I'm
like it's
I
not
just,
all what it seems. I am a, so.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm gonna spend my time with a person, it is not gonna be in vain. I'm territorial. So first of all, if we're spending time with each other, and I know you got like another. And
mm-hmm.
she's calling, and you answer, it's going to be a problem. Like, I mean,
oh,
let me be honest.
That's
like,
don't answer while you're with me. My time is my time.
Yeah, like, but little things like that is what breaks the communication up.
Yeah.
Because most guys don't understand that. When you say, oh, everything is cool, then they feel like, oh, well, I can talk to this person on the phone while I'm chilling with you, and you're going to be cool. Like, it's just, you
mm-hmm.
know, people say put it on the table. But a lot of times, our mind frame is on one end of the table, and then their mind frame is on the other end of the table. And very rarely it meets in the middle. We can break bread and understand, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just how I feel. And I from what I've experienced and I've seen my,
mm-hmm.
you know, my friends go through or whatever. But if it's working for people, I say ride it out. Ride it out until the crashes, you know.
Bam. Black, what you got to say about that?
Well, I haven't had a friend with benefits in a while since the last one, so I have no idea how the game is now. It seems that the women are more for it now. But, you know, if it happens, it happens, and still you always got to remember that element of, yo, feelings are going to come into play. You know what I'm saying? And you just have to be mindful of that. You gotta be mindful, like, yo, her feelings and his feelings are going to be at stake, even though they're going to try not to catch feelings. It's just going to naturally happen. You know, you guys are fucking, you know, that's some intimacy there, you know. Y'all hanging out and X, Y, Z, you know. So.
But see, that's, sorry.
Got it.
So it's definitely that element that you always have to look out for.
Go ahead, Heavenly.
No, I was just going to say, it also depends on, like I said, the person itself, because sometimes you can have, one person can just be on some, they really just want to have sex with you, just want to be freaking off because they have other things that they're doing on the side or other people that they're doing on the side, and then that other person doesn't have anything else or anyone occupying their time. So when that person's starting to catch the feelings now because there's nothing else there to occupy it, you're just all stuck on this one person. So that's what sometimes it gets conflicted at.
I just can't wait for the days for me to meet my Mr. Friends with Benefits, and we are fucking moving. Like, I do me, he does him. But until then, I mean, I kind of keep myself. I try to pull away from that. You know, like, I try to, like, it can go down for me every fucking day of the week. But I try to just, like, limit that, and because I know myself. I'm more of the type, like, yeah, if I'm fucking investing some time in, God damn it, you're going to fucking show me something, or you're going to fucking, you know, like, something has to give, because I don't necessarily have to waste my time on you, nor do I have to fuck you today. You can wait till tomorrow or next week. I can have somebody come in before you, like, and keep pushing you off to the side, because remember, this is a friendship with benefit type shit, and I'm not obligated to jump on it every time you call me. But, you know, I mean, with all that being said, I definitely feel what everybody's saying. I want to know to you, would you fuck a celebrity, you have a one-night stand with them, you know, and would you broadcast it afterwards, or, you know what I'm saying, like, how would you go about that?
Nah, I couldn't broadcast it because he might want to do it again.
I
know. I could keep secrets, so he could come back.
Mm-hmm.
I like Morris Chestnut for some reason.
Oh, my God.
I will give him the motherfucking business. Mess.
Mm. Oh my goodness!
I would like to
dark
do is just walk in the door, coming home from acting, whatever the fuck he's doing. When he walks in that door, he gotta do is drop his motherfucking pants. The door ain't even gotta close.
I hear that. I think Morris Chestnut is a sexy mofo. I do his.
You see the way he
smiles. His smile. I pay attention to that because, you know, yeah, I do, because you want to see if his third leg and shit, you know, is.
is walking with him, but I actually, what I paid attention to him the most was his smile. His smile gets me.
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
Smile.
Yeah, but he can give me the business any day. I would let that, he would go in all holes.
Oh.
I'm open for all holes with that nigga there.
Did you just hear Miss Heaven Lee broadcast that with more
respect? Yes, I did broadcast it because it definitely would come out that night with that nigga there.
She could go into all holes.
There all are. Holes. He going for ears, belly buttons, nose, mouth.
I'm going to scream right now. I don't know if I can do that. Black, black, black. I love my friend as well. Black, what do you have to say about?
You know, come on.
I do, but I just, you know, I got
to
act like I don't know, though.
I have nothing to say about Morris Chestnut except for the fact that he is a dope actor. That's all I got to say about Morris Chestnut.
Is that he's a dope actor?
That's it.
But as far as Heaven Lee's response, though, he can go in all holes.
Look, if that's how she like it and he willing to give it to her like that, more power to her.
At the same damn time, I hear that shit.
I'll
just
be the
hoping
only motherfucker that he get it, I'll tell you that.
Only Morris Chestnut. So if you're listening, Morris Chestnut.
That's why Holla at Heavenly
Lee. Please tag him on Twitter.
Get at her on Twitter, HeavenlyO8. Okay, she's ready. She's ready, and you have full advantage right now, you know. So you're definitely winning more shots now when it comes down to her. I'm still laughing because I can't. This is so funny to me. I love you so much. Thank you for fucking calling.
I love you too.
Oh God, you know we gotta get you on. I gotta think of a good topic too to have your ass on with me because you're funny. I love it.
There,
oh
you know,
my God!
Let me know. I'm always down with it.
Yes, and she's definitely a part of All Barb. So you know, to my male followers out there that's listening, please do hit her up at Heavenly08. She is. I'm telling you, she's it. She's a bad bitch, and she definitely rolls with me. So that's how you already know that that's an association. So please follow her. I will be broadcasting her live, shutting her out right after this. But thank you again, love. I will definitely speak to you soon.
Alrighty, you guys have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes, yes, yes. So you guys are definitely tuned in to All Barbs Radio with me, Nikki Barbs, at How's Your Head Game, the one and the only. And I definitely am so appreciative of my co-host, my business partner, my friend, my sister, my other half, all of that extra shit, at Angel Love Tweets, Boss Barbs, and of course, my love, my dear love, who makes it always happen for me every Tuesdays and Thursdays, right here, right now, at Brooklyn Black. So just definitely want to just shout out you guys. You know, I do it every show. You know, I love you guys so much, and if it wasn't for you guys, we would not be here right now talking to everybody else, and I'm so grateful. God has just been blessing me, you, and everybody else that's out there doing what they're doing, and I'm so appreciative of it. So before we do get out of here, I would definitely like to, you know, if Angel and Black, if you have anything to say to our listeners and to our callers, because we definitely went into overtime, shout out to us. Feel free, you know, Boss Bob, so let everybody know what it is, and before you hang up.
So everyone knows me. I like to say before we close, beauty is not just face value, it's a way of life. You can keep in contact with me at Angel Love Tweets with the Z, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Much love.
And before we get out of here, I want to shout out my Twitter baby, Sexy Miss A, and of course to everyone at the All Boss Room who definitely holds it down, and Miss Boss Bars and Nikki who keep me on my toes, make sure I'm up early, and I got everything on deck. So big shout out to them. And once again, I love the All Barbs. Tune in to me. I'll be in the building tomorrow, 10 p.m. to midnight, holding it down. And, of course, on Saturday. And also Saturday, I'll be doing a whole lot of running around the Bronx, New York. So if you guys want to catch up, get some info, just hit me up. And as always, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. And don't fall for the scam, ladies. Protect your clan. Don't drink and drive or rob a lot. You heard?
And definitely, my, just be you. Be bold. Do it all. Never give up on anything. It's always possible. Keep hope alive. Stay humble. You know, being humble can carry you a long way. And just, you know, network. Get on your shit. Like, stop trying to just, like, fucking talk to everybody and try to, you know, actually network and get things out of that. Because it's just, you know, 2012. Like, come on already. But yes, love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we are out of here. Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.